Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Advanced Health of Naperville, and Naperville Magazine.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Oh, hey, everybody. Good morning. I'm cracking up because I just took a big slurp of my coffee this morning. I forgot that I was on the air. And so you're probably all listening to that big slurp, cracking up. Hey, everybody, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm Dolly McCarthy. It's the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. Thanks for tuning in to the good show every week. I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I also welcome your calls, so give me a call. Let me know your thoughts, if you have an opinion, if you want to talk to my guest today. The number to call is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. And my guest on today's show is Brooke Wiseman. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Blessings in a Backpack, and I'm happy to have her on the Dolly McCarthy Show today. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet radio, and indeed it is a good show where I love to hear all good things happening and good things happening in your life. What did you plan for spring break? Did you do anything good this past week? Give me a call. Let's hear it. Hey, I just read an article in the Trib this morning. The boats are moving on the Chicago River. Not many people on those boats, but at least that's a sign, a good sign of warm weather to come, and the sun is shining, the temperatures are getting warmer. I hear it's going to be almost 50 on Easter. And, of course, what makes my day, you all know, all my loyal listeners, the Cubs are back in town next Monday, the 8th. Of course, you can find me. You know where to find me. I'll be at Wrigley Field for the Cubs' home opener against the Brewers, and I cannot wait, but just to be fair, because I have some Sox fans in the house, too. Their home opener is Monday, April 1st, so let's hope for some good weather for both those games. And as many of you already know, last week's show, I talked about my kids. This week, we're on spring break. They've had lots of fun this week so far. I, on the other hand, have had a lot of work since I started my other job. I still am working at CLTV as a news anchor there, but I'm also working now at a network-affiliated station, ABC WTVO Channel 17 in Rockford. And the same station owns WQRF Fox 39 in Rockford as well. So many people asking me on Facebook and Twitter and emails and calls and texts, hey, what are you doing? Did you leave WGN? Well, no, I am not leaving WGN. I'm just picking up more hours. You know me, I like to stay busy. But I'm happily still at CLTV, I'm looking forward to today I have off, other than the radio show, and tomorrow I have off, and Saturday I have off, but I am working on Easter. I'll be back on the air at CLTV there, and then Monday morning, bright and early, on Fox 39 in Rockford. So I am looking forward to these next couple of days off and spending time with my kids. We don't have much planned, but, you know, that's how my kids like it, because I am I'm a mother that likes to plan, but I promised them I wouldn't plan anything, and that was not a problem this week because I just worked till very late last night. So, hey, how about those Bulls last night? I caught a little bit of the game, a perfect game last night for our Chicago Bulls. Did anybody see the game? The Bulls ending The Bulls ending the Miami Heat's 27-game winning streak. Oh, my goodness. Not only did they beat the Heat 101-97, the Bulls did it without much of their star players. They're all missing. Luol Deng, what a game. 28 points. Okay. So now, okay. The big news is they're advancing to the playoffs. So it was a great night for the Bulls. Great night for Chicago fans. God, is there any better city than Chicago for sports? You know, What a great day. All right, so now before I bring out my first guest, you know I love to bring you good stuff. So here is the good-to-know trivia question of the day. With all this talk in the news lately about replacing the old manual scoreboard at Wrigley Field, my good-to-know trivia question is, when was the board constructed? What year? And by whom? By whom, it's not as difficult to come up with the by whom. So just think Chicago Cubs, some of the key names that float around those the friendly confines there. I personally don't think that scoreboard is going to go anywhere. I know the Ricketts, the owners of the Cubs, they love the Cubs. They love Wrigley Field. They love what it represents, not just the team, but the historic significance of Wrigley Field, the manual board. I really don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's just that they're in negotiations, and things are thrown out in negotiations that you don't always mean, but, you know, you gotta spark some movement your way, and I see what the Rickards are trying to do here. So I really don't think that that scoreboard is going anywhere. But can you imagine if they auctioned that off one day? Not just the potential of what it would fetch, but where it would go, it would become a mecca in and of itself. So anyway, give me a call, 347-945-7215, if you know the answer to our good-to-know trivia question about the old manual scoreboard, when it was constructed and by whom. One lucky winner will get a stank out. That's one of those adorable plush little toy air fresheners invented and designed by my friend Marty Carlin. All the proceeds from that toy go to fight Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Marty was one of my first guests, or was the first guest, I should say, on the show. Okay, one more quick thing I'm going to throw out there, and then I'm going to bring out my guest. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite good things? If you could email me, Facebook me, call me, let me know. I'm setting up something for a later show. For example, I really like this mild jardiniere, this chunky mild jardiniere from That Pickle Guy. I pick it up at my local farmer's market, but when the farmer's market, obviously, during the winter months is not open, I get it at Casey's Foods in near downtown Naperville. Dan Casey, my friend over there who owns Casey's Foods, he carries That Pickle Guy mild jardiniere. It is the best in the world. It really is. I've been eating jardiniere my whole life, and I just had some on my eggs this morning. So anyway, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite good things? This is not going to be an Oprah special. I just want to know what good things are out there, and I always like to keep an eye out for good things. All right, let's bring out my guest today, Brooke Wiseman, the CEO of Blessings in a Backpack. Hello, Brooke. Are you there?
Hello, Dolly. I'm here.
Well, thanks for being on the show today, and welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be able to be here today to talk about Blessings in a Backpack with all your loyal fans.
Yes, and we all want to know exactly how this works. Well, first let's start with how did the program start and who started it?
Right. Well, Blessings in a Backpack started actually probably about 8 years ago as just an individual operation. And a school teacher started it. It was her idea. And then it was started by a group of people in Louisville, Kentucky. And the school teacher, and almost any school teacher today that you would talk to, will tell you that there were children that were hungry in her classroom. And she noticed how on Monday mornings they couldn't pay attention, they couldn't focus on their work, because they had come to school hungry that day. And so she had the idea of, well, let's be sure that we're feeding these children over the weekend. And then a lot of great and wonderful people in the Louisville area started to put that program into reality. And that's how it really started. We've actually been a 501c3, a certified charity, so to speak, for about 4.5 years. So We're still a fairly new organization.
Fairly new, but you have really started to explode out in the southwestern suburbs of Chicago. Many of my listeners, we have listeners all over the world. I even have listeners in Rome and Jill down in Springfield who called last week. But we do have plenty of listeners in our area here where I am, where I have the studios in Naperville. And you're just exploding all over the place here. Tell us how it works. Tell us how I guess the what you ask for from people is a simple $80 donation,
mm-hmm.
and it seems
mm-hmm.
like a lot, but when you think about it, that's for an entire year, is that right?
That's right, right. What we do is we feed hungry children on the weekends. We send backpacks full of food home with children who are in need that are already on the free and reduced lunch program. So they would be getting food during the school week, but when they leave on Friday, then they don't have any free and reduced lunch program. They don't have a lot of food in their households in a lot of cases. They're called food insecurity
mm-hmm.
households. And so what we do is we send a backpack full of food home on Friday, and the children bring the backpack back on Monday, and then the whole thing starts again. And for the amazing part of this organization is it's almost totally done by volunteers across the country and in the southwest suburbs. And so people work hard to put the backpacks together, to raise the dollars, to be able to get the food that goes into them. And it is $80 per child for the entire 38-week school year, which means, I mean, when you break that down, it's less than a cup of coffee every day and that you could buy, and you could then feed a child on the weekends for 38 weeks.
It's $2.10 per week that I see on your
That's
on your
right.
website.
$2.10 per
wow.
week. And so obviously
less than a cup of coffee.
Way less
a child
than a cup of coffee
for a
I'll
weekend.
Pay to feed a child. Yes.
Wow.
Every weekend
wow.
for 38 weeks. And it's because we're really driven by our volunteers. We develop great relationships to be able to purchase the food at a very good cost, make sure that we have a good menu available.
What is that?
So
what are the kinds of food that go into the backpack? Obviously something that's – it has to be non-perishable, obviously.
It's definitely non-perishable because that we also assume that – a child doesn't have any assistance to be able to fix anything when they get home. And so it has to be something that the child can manage to take care of on their own. So it could be canned SpaghettiOs. It could be macaroni and cheese. It could be like some kind of a healthy juice. It has like oatmeal in it for breakfast. It has crackers. Sometimes we have cheese sticks, pudding, applesauce. Just a wide variety of things like that are also child-friendly so that the children will take that and be able to use it over the weekend.
Do you sometimes put some bare essentials in there, such as soap or toothpaste? Do you put any of that in there, or is it mostly just food? You stick to food?
It's mostly just food, but on occasion, certain schools, because everyone sort of operates in their school, and sometimes they do put in extras that perhaps they've gotten donated, but our primary function is to see that we send home the food for the children. But, you know, there's other wraparound programs that we often work with in the schools. And across the country, we're serving over 510 schools now, and 58,000 children are being fed on the weekends through Blessings in a Backpack.
All this in just a short four-year period of time that this started.
Right.
And that is
right.
really remarkable. It really is. How do people donate, and how much of that donation, let's say I want to make an $80 donation and
mm-hmm.
sponsor a child for a year, how much of that money goes to that child? Is there
mm-hmm.
some administrative costs involved with that?
That's really a great question, Dolly. The $80 per child goes directly to feed a child. There is no administrative fee that comes out of that $80. That's $2.10 a week to buy the food for a child. People can go to our website, www.blessingsinabackpack.org, and make a donation. And you can designate it to a particular area or particular school if you know about a school, or in general just to a child. We are fortunate to have other donors that take care of our small overhead. We have a very small staff. But we have other donors, and we work hard to raise different dollars. So people can be assured that if they give $80, that goes directly to feed a child.
Wow, that's very rare to find a group that all of your money goes right to the kids. That's fantastic.
Yes,
so then
right.
how do you pay for all the administrative costs and your staff other than volunteers?
Right. We do have a lot of passionate donors that we have a board of 10 people that help us to raise the dollars for in taking care of our office, making sure we can buy the backpacks, you know, making sure we have insurance, those kinds of things that you need to operate a national not-for-profit. So we have some small businesses. We have some corporations that underwrite us. We work with some foundations that give us dollars. So everything that we get is a donation coming from some kind of a private source or a corporation or a foundation or individuals who want to help with the program. So we don't get any federal or state or government dollars in any way.
Well, neither does anybody else these days. So
right.
It's a good thing
so
that you're starting out that way.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how can one who's listening get involved, perhaps maybe even adopt a school? How does that all get started? Let's start with how do you get involved, first of all, if you want to just volunteer.
How do you get involved? Well, we have, as I said before, we're really operated by a lot of volunteers. So you can, again, go through our website and indicate that you're interested. You can get volunteer to help with schools in your area. A lot of people like to start their own school, and that's really how our growth pattern has been. It's been a volunteer, a person who calls and says, I know we have a problem in this school and I want to feed these children. And then we work with people to get that set up, to talk to them about how do we operate, how do you get enough people to help you in the area. And so if you're interested in doing that and seeing that it comes to your school in your town or your area, please reach out to us through our website. And we're busy working hard to feed the future of America, as we like to say, to make sure that these children have what they need so that they can get improved test scores, improve their reading, and their focus in school. We have lots of, good supporters across the country, but we need more because there are still thousands and thousands of children that are out there
right.
that need to be fed, and we can only do that through people working in partnership with us.
Right. All right, Brooke Wiseman, the CEO of Blessings in a Backpack. Brooke, I'm so thrilled that you took the time out to be on my show today. Throw out the website address one more time for our listeners.
Yes, it's www.blessingsinabackpack. That's all one word, blessingsinabackpack.org.
Fantastic.
And please reach out to us. And one thing I want to be sure I say is that during 2012, we were People Magazine's Charity of the Year. And that has really helped us to really get our word out. And it's been a wonderful way to talk about hunger and to talk about the need for this program across the country. So
yeah.
Maybe some of you read about us there, but we can use help from everybody because feeding children is an important thing to do today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what a fantastic idea, something as simple as that. And I just congratulate your entire group for putting together an organization where every dollar goes to the kids. That's a rarity, and what a great and tremendous and valuable effort you're putting into this. So congratulations
right.
to you, Brooke.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Hey, do you want to take a swing at my good-to-know trivia question? Are you a Cubs or a Sox fan? Maybe you're both. I'm both.
I'm both. It's always best to be both, isn't it? So,
oh, yeah. It's easy. We love all Chicago teams.
I'm going to guess Harry Carey.
Well, that's a good guess. That's a very good guess.
But it's wrong, right?
I'm sorry to say you don't win the stank out. But you're a winner in my book anyway, Brooke. Thanks so
well,
much.
Thank you, Dolly.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Brooke Wiseman. What a delight. Now, I do have a caller on hold here. I'm going to take that call. Hey, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, Dolly. It's Dan.
Dan.
Dan
Lippold. Hey, Dan. And, Dan, you live in Naperville. Dan, how's
hey,
it going?
Hey, yes. Good. How are you doing?
You want to take a stab at this good-to-know trivia question?
Yeah. It's, I think, 1937.
Oh, you're so close, Dan.
Oh, are you kidding
me?
Have you get it?
Go for another guess. You're so close.
1936.
Yes, that's it.
All right.
And who constructed it?
Bill Veeck.
I think he designed. Yes. Oh, Dan, yes, you won.
Finally, all right.
I have a winner on this show. You win a stank out. Yes, our beloved Cubs. 1936. Bill Veeck, and everybody who was a Chicago Cubs fan knows Bill Veeck, but if you don't know Bill Veeck, he's the one who he was a popcorn vendor in Wrigley Field. Did you know that? At first when he was a kid. And then I think he was like 13, 14, he was a really young kid, and he wanted to plant the ivy along the brick wall. His dad was, I think he was the president of the Chicago Cubs at one point. So a lot of really cool history there. Well, thanks, Dan, for calling in.
Great to hear from you.
And I'll get in touch with you about that shank out, but just go to my Facebook page and like the Dolly McCarthy Show. And are you going to go to opening day at Wrigley?
You know, I was going to, but it seems a little cold, so I'll probably go watch the Giants later on the week.
You fair-weathered friend, come on.
Well,
all right,
if it gets warm up, who knows? All right, thanks.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, that was great. We got an answer out of that one. All right. Now it's time to end the show on a good note. I promised some of my kids that one day they'd make a special appearance on my show. And you can pick up the phone now, girls. And so a few of my girls are here. It's spring break, and they wanted to say hello. So I've got Molly. My Molly's the youngest. Then I have Rachel, who's my third. You want to say hello? Wait, just put the phone to your ear. Yeah, and then Caitlin is here. They want to say hello and be on the show. So say hi, girls.
Hi.
Molly, let's start with you. Take the phone. Yeah. So, Mal, tell me, how are you liking your spring break here so far?
Yeah.
What do you want to do today with Mama?
I really want to go to the mall with you.
Oh, yes, the mall. I have a lot of girls. Four girls, of course. We love the mall. That's one of our favorite places to go, right?
Yeah.
We love hanging out at the mall. So, Ma, let me ask you just a random question. Where do you want to live when you get older?
I really want to live in Hawaii because it's really hot there, and I don't like cold weather.
I think I'm with you, Molly. We've had a long, long winter. Why don't you sit in that chair over there, Ma? So I think we're getting an echo. We have some technical things to work out here. Okay, let's pass the phone on to Rachel. This is my Rachel. She's my third oldest. So, Rachel, tell me, how are you liking your spring break so far?
Good. It's really fun.
Yeah. And tell me, let's do a random question for you. What's your favorite music artist?
Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah.
Not One Direction?
No, I kind of like her songs, but I like Taylor Swift better.
So what should we do today, Rach, on the one day that Mom is finally home for spring break? What do you want to do today?
I kind of want to go swimming or go to the mall, like Molly said.
Okay, so we got two for the mall. I'm thinking we're going to have four for four with this one when I get the question to Caitlin. Caitlin, what do you want to do today?
I want to go to the mall, too.
You too?
Yeah.
I hope you all have money. That's all I got to say. I'll get a cookie and a soft pretzel for you. How about that? So tell me, Caitlin, what do you like to do? Let's see, what is your favorite hobby?
I like dancing, hip-hop dance, extreme, and singing.
Singing?
Yeah.
Can you sing us a little song right now? Come on, you can do it. Okay, I'm putting her on the spot. We won't do that to you.
Anything?
There's Molly in the background singing. Okay, sit. You're going to sit in that chair over there, otherwise we're getting an echo. Tell me what is one of your favorite things in your room? What's your favorite thing?
My bed.
Your bed full of all those stuffed animals?
Yeah.
And all those blankets? And how about underneath the bed? There's a lot of things underneath Caitlin's bed. What's underneath that bed that's your favorite thing?
I don't know.
Now let's ask you the question.
Oh, Rachel. That's my Rachel. She just took over here. You want to ask me a question, Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Put the phone to your ear. Yeah. And stand over there. Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite part about summer?
My favorite part about summer?
Mm-hmm.
Going to Centennial Beach. Hanging out at the beach there with you guys.
Normalized question.
What do you like best about your kids?
What do I like best about my kids? Everything! I absolutely love everything about you guys. I love Rachel, how she's so creative and she loves to bake. Rachel's my baker. She loves to make cookies. And yesterday she made cake pops and she made cupcake. What do they call those? What did you call those, Rachel? Ice cream cone cupcakes.
It's like a cupcake.
And then she decorated them. So amazing with these Easter decorations. And I love Molly's sense of style. This gal is my fashion diva. She even critiques what I wear. And Caitlin, she is such a beautiful artist. She draws and draws, and she reads a ton. She's like a walking encyclopedia. Yes, you are. Hey, we got a caller. You guys want to say hello to our caller?
Wait.
All right. Hello, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly McCarthy, what's going on?
Hello, who's this?
Mystery guest.
Oh, my. Keep talking.
Ask questions.
Oh, my goodness. Who is this? Well, I can tell you're a male. Do you live in Naperville?
Okay, very good.
Do you live in Naperville?
No.
Chicago.
From?
Okay. You got to give me some guesses. Give me some hints.
Come on.
Are you my cousin?
No.
I was going to say you sound like my cousin Michael Butchero.
Nope.
Well, are you a frequent listener on the Dolly McCarthy Show?
First time.
Really? Cubs fan?
Yes.
Okay, now I've got to make this interesting for my listeners. You got to tell me something about yourself.
From Chicago, Cub fan, and I'm a guy.
Oh, geez.
Come on, start asking questions. 20 questions. Come on.
You're a Cub fan. So are you going to opening day?
No.
Girls, do you have any questions for this guy on the phone?
What color hair
is it? Molly wants to know what color hair you have.
What's left of it? Blonde.
Blonde. Ah, you know what? I think I know who this is. Let me guess. Do you work at the Q Center in St. Charles?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody. This is Mark Rogers. I knew it.
No, you didn't.
I just knew it. When you said blonde and, yeah, we won't go there. Anyway, hey, Mark, how are you? Mark and I went to grade school together. Where did we go to grade school, Mark? Tell everybody. Tell them everything.
St. Ferdinand, pray for us. Woo!
Oh, yes. That's the pray for us. St. Ferdinand, pray for us. Right there on the banner right above the altar. You got to love
that's
it.
That's right. That's
so
right.
How are you?
Doing
what's
well.
On?
How about yourself?
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm at work. I'm at work, and it's pretty quiet, and I seen that you were on the air, so I just want to say hello and wish you a happy Easter to you and your family.
Oh, thanks, Mark. You too. You too. Happy Easter to everybody. Today, of course, you know, Holy Thursday, Mark. What were we doing? Well, we won't say how many years ago. Many years ago.
Many years ago? I was probably getting hit by a nun.
We were.
That's probably what was going on.
They weren't that bad. They kind of chilled out by the time we got there. They weren't bad. So are you going to be making Easter brunch at the Q Center this weekend?
No.
You're off.
Actually,
good for
you know, being all corporate, there's nobody here. You
really?
Know, so we went from 1,000 people to zero. So we have absolutely nobody in house for the next week.
Okay. Hey,
so
real
nice
quick,
break.
I'm running out of time
yes,
Mark.
Yes.
Tell me what's one of your favorite good things.
Well, Martha. One of my favorite good
things.
You can
think about it and text me. I got like 40 seconds left. Tell me your favorite good thing.
Favorite good thing? I am craving a Big Mac from McDonald's. That's
my
favorite good thing today.
I get those cravings myself. Oh, it's so good to hear from you, my old pal from Ferdinand. Have a happy Easter. Hey, on that note, everybody, stay positive. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to all my good guests and good listeners, Brooke Wiseman from Blessings in a Backpack, to all my callers and listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And to my lovely daughters, Caitlin, Molly, and Rachel. Tune in next week. I'll have Deb Rickard from Operation Support Our Troops. Deb Rickard will be on next week. And everybody have a great week. Go Cubs, go Bulls. Come on back next week and listen in for lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. You're looking fine. I feel nice. You're looking fine.